From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 975. This is, Josh Jacobs has been a model citizen, hasn't he? We've never heard anything about Josh Jacobs. Well, not anymore. Battery, domestic abuse, criminal damage to property, domestic abuse, disorderly conduct, domestic abuse, strangulation and suffocation, intimidation of a victim.
Is what he's being charged with. His lawyer vehemently denies this, so we will see if it's, we will see what comes of it. I'm going to be careful with convicting him. I'd like for him to have his day in court.
Yep.
Or all the information to be known.
Right. The charges are not great.
No.
Not great.
No,
I mean,
but they
five
also...
separate charges.
Well, I don't know how that works. I don't know how it ended up being five charges. It doesn't really. We don't have a lot of information on what exactly happened. Not yet. We will. It always comes out. We just know that we're aware of the report and have been in contact with the club. The NFL said in a statement, he's entered his eighth season in the league. Josh vehemently denies the allegations, and this matter is in the early stages of investigation with important evidence that has not yet been made public. We ask for fairness and restraint while the judicial process takes its course.
Yeah, it takes its course.
And that's absolutely deservedly so. If you were in that position, you would want the same thing. So let's see what happens there. Obviously, not great. We also don't know. I don't know. He was booked on four misdemeanor counts of assault, criminal damage to property, disorderly conduct, and intimidation, as you mentioned. We don't know. I don't know what that is. But I would imagine the story will come out. You don't have a right to police. That's not public. How do they get those? Is that something you can file for the Freedom of Information Act? Because a lot of times that information will come out. And sometimes it won't come out about what exactly happened. I would think if you're Josh Jacobs' lawyer, and it's not it's something that sounds worse than it is, I would think that you'd want the information to come out about what it is, so that you could battle it. But we'll see. I don't know. I'm not part of this case. I know it's a really bad look, but we shall see. I know that we had a safety last year in Jimmy Ward who ended up facing no penalty. Never played for the Texans last year, but he faced no penalty for what happened, which I would have guessed he was going to face a penalty just based on what we heard, but he faced nothing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Remember that? It felt like Jimmy Ward's done. Now, he was done with the Texans. He was done. Jimmy never played for the Texans. But I thought something a little heavier was coming for Jimmy Ward last year.
Yeah. Anyway, tough. That's not great. Not great for the organization. They have nobody. They really probably need to bolster that, depending on what happens here with him. And now he's got this hanging over his head, whether or not, you know, he's going to be the same guy. All of that, but their room is not. It's not a great running back room. So, you know, I think they probably needed to bolster it anyway. Either, you know, God forbid he gets hurt or whatever. But this definitely does not help. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in with us here. I'm looking at a list. There's also all kinds of lists. Kelce Football put out a list of the top 10 skill position groups in the NFL.
Top 10 skill position groups in the leagues. We got David and Woody and Nico and Jaden and CJ and
the Texans
and
didn't make the top 10.
Yeah, I wouldn't think they would. They'd probably be closer to like 15 or maybe 16-ish. Maybe 18-ish.
Number one is the Rams.
I know who else didn't make it. Chargers.
Chargers did not make it. Mm-hmm. Chargers did not make it.
Raiders did not make it.
Raiders didn't make it, no.
Jets, no makey.
The Seahawks, too. I don't know about what Ooh. About the, they don't have a
Sam
what about the
Darnold,
running back room?
They just added Jadarian Price, but he's a rookie. He hasn't played at all.
Yeah.
Ooh, man. They're two? That's just Kalshi.
Yeah.
That's not they wouldn't be there.
San Francisco, the Lions,
Christian McCaffrey. Eagles. Even San Francisco's a little
Yeah, their
puzzling.
Wide receiver.
Yeah, it's not as not that great.
It's not great anymore.
Who are the Hammers? You know who?
What about
you know?
The Bengals? They got the Bengals seventh.
That's dumb, because even Chase was it Chase Brown? He's pretty good as a running
Chase
back.
Chase Brown is pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty good as a running back. The Dallas Cowboys should be on there, and I'm sure they're in there.
They're
right?
They're eighth.
Yeah, they should probably be higher. Not you can't do the Steelers. They don't have the Steelers, right?
No.
I mean, they have
Bills
Pittman.
Bills are ninth. Chiefs are 10th. Bears are 6th. Chiefs are
You know, when
10th.
You think about it, there's not a real dominant, golly, just going through this, there's not a dominant group. Like, there's not many dominant groups of skill position guys. Some teams lost players. They lost a, like, A.J. Brown will go, more than likely, go to the Patriots. The Eagles are in there, though, right?
The Eagles are, yes, they're 5th.
5th, yeah. Okay.
Well, AJ Brown is there. When AJ Brown's gone?
Well, they still have Devontae Smith, they still have Jalen, they still have Goddard, they still have Saquon Barkley. Just those guys would put them in the top 10.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
Jalen put him up there, really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's not going to kill him. He's got two Super Bowl appearances and a win. I don't think he's going to kill him.
Yeah.
And we're talking Saquon, Goddard had like 11 touchdown catches last year, something crazy like that, or 8, 11, something. We have Saquon. We have Devontae Smith. I mean, it's good enough, but it does speak to the fact that it's not, I mean, yeah, wow, it's wild. There's not a bunch of dominant teams. The Rams have two really, they have solid tight ends, a great quarterback, two great wide receivers for now, and then they've got, you know, just solid running backs, but they deserve to be up there high. What'd you say? They were second?
Who, the Rams are one.
Rams are one. Okay, yeah.
Rams are one. I mean, when you're talking Puka and Devontae Adams and, yeah, I mean, and so Matthew Stafford.
Did the Falcons make it? Because you have Pitts, Bijan, Drake London. I'm missing, who's
Falcons
the other wide
did not
receiver?
Make it.
Yeah, because of the quarterback. They don't own the quarterback.
Yeah, that's the problem. The quarterback's the problem, obviously.
Wow, it's weird. When you go through all the positions, you can't. I'm having a hard time coming up with any teams that are check marks across all the positions.
Jameer, Amonra.
Yeah. Yeah, Sam Laporta. Yeah, Detroit's in there. Detroit's got to be in there pretty high. What, 4?
4.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, and the Texans are.
What about Ravens? The Ravens are probably in there.
They're not top 10.
Lamar, Derrick Henry, Zay Flowers, Mark Andrews, just that foursome isn't in there?
Nope.
Huh.
Nope.
But the Bills are? Josh Allen, James Cook, who are their receivers? They got DJ Moore, right? Who we'll see what DJ Moore can do. They got two good tight ends, though. Yeah, I can see the Bills in there. But the Bills should be closer to where are the Bills? 7-10?
They're ninth. Okay. It's Rams, Seahawks, Niners, Lions, Eagles, Bears, Bengals, Cowboys, Bills, and Chiefs. I think the Cowboys could be higher.
Chiefs? Okay, they're counting Rashee Rice.
Right. And that's you want to talk about, we talked about X Factor
Xavier,
yesterday.
Xavier, yeah.
That dude is an X Factor.
Big X Factor, meaning he could not even play. We'll see what happens with him. Aging Travis Kelce. Oh, they just got Kenneth Walker. Yeah, that helps. And you see, what a shock. Pat Mahomes is at OTAs. 5.5 months off a torn ACL, and there he is, out at OTAs. He's not missing any time. 0 games missed for Pat Mahomes.
Yeah. No, he'll absolutely be there.
Dude, that guy works. Did you ever see quarterbacks when he was on?
Yeah, how hard he works?
He and Bob Stroop, his trainer, he goes hard.
Yep. That's how CJ's been working this offseason.
He has. No jokes. He has been. What, Dell? What are you laughing at in there?
What are you guys doing? You guys should be talking about Abner Uribe. You see what he did yesterday?
I love Abner Uribe.
Stop talking about this Texas stuff in the middle of the offseason.
He gave the DX or the crotch chop
to the Cardinals.
To the Cardinals dugout?
Yes. Yep.
Even Lima never did that.
He did it a couple times.
He's got to be Dominican. That's a Dominican move right there. He's got
to
be Dominican.
Of course, the manager. Oh, it's embarrassing for him to do it. He was like, no, they were talking. They're saying they're going to do stuff during
John, how
practice.
Do you say suck it in Spanish?
Chupa me.
Yeah. Chupa me.
Yeah.
He probably went, chupa me.
I love his reasoning. They're acting.
Chupa me.
Watch it.
I didn't go all the way with
watch
it.
Watch it. They're acting unprofessional during batting practice, so I had something for them.
They were acting unprofessionally during batting practice?
Uribe said that?
Yes. When they asked him about it, he goes, look, I apologize to the Brewers, my team. It's not something I should have done. But look, on the other hand, they were being unprofessional.
What could they possibly have done during batting
practice?
Enough
for him to do the DX chop to them after getting a big strikeout.
Abner, yeah. And they had to review it.
Yeah.
Thank
it
God.
Almost.
It almost didn't. If he would have had to face him after that, I could see him charging the mound.
Come on. That's what baseball's about.
That's what you love.
Hey, if my hero's going to fail, I may need to pick a new hero. And right now, top of the list, Abner Uribe. Just find it, everybody. It's the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen.
It really is.
Joel Embiid does it, but that's Joel Embiid. Okay, we kind of get his nonsense on the basketball court. But to see it on the baseball field, he thinks he closed out the game, which it turns out he did. He looks to his right and goes, bang, bang. What now?
So, Bags and Bish would have had a heart attack.
They would have. Bags would have run over from first base and punched at his own pitcher in the face.
Well, yeah. Now wait. They actually had Jose Lima, and this is before things were loosened up a little bit around, because Major League Baseball allows you to get away with a lot more than you could when Bags and Bish played.
Listen, I talked to them in the dugout about. They just kind of rolled their eyes and
they did not love it.
They did not love it.
And Lima is just trying to have fun. I mean, that's where he came from. That's the deal. They, you know, he said in the Dominican, they have fun. And his thing was never pointed at, well, he would maybe shoot a little gun or whatever after a strikeout. He had a little slide step. But the Astros were one of these, they do things the right way. We do things the right way here. And so Lima would even, he even told us, like, he knew a lot of his teammates didn't love it. He knew a lot of his teammates didn't love it because it was a pretty milquetoast team when it came to personality wise.
No, yeah. The unwritten rules of that team.
Oh my God, they had the unwritten rules. They had additional written and unwritten rules.
Yeah. No, they had so many
rules.
You
do things the right way here.
Respect the game.
But Lima was a guy who liked to have fun, and Lima would have been great in this era.
Abner Uribe, love that guy.
Yeah, he said the Cardinals manager was motioning that they're going to hit his own guys, and he said in batting practice they're unprofessional. So he's like, you know what? Now's my time.
Suck it.
Number one, top of the list for me.
Bang, bang,
yeah,
bang.
Look how many times he does it.
Wow.
He was enjoying it, too.
He hit three deep ones.
The hip thrust and all.
Wait, it's almost like he's a Giants outfielder.
Well, he did it solo, though, this time. Those guys.
All right.
That was a group party.
713-780-3776. ABS. Maybe they'll do that at the World Cup, and you can be there to see it, Lance.
I've got a chance for you to win tickets, and I talked about what you could do on Friday. I'm going to give you a Saturday now because I want you guys to get out here. I want you to have a chance to go. The World Cup tickets are expensive. I've got a chance for you to win two absolutely free. Here's the deal. Michelob Ultra Soccer Shootout. That's the hookup. This promotional event is going to be running through June 14th. All you have to do is show up at any of these events and compete in an interactive soccer shootout game. The winner is going to go home with a pair of tickets to a Houston-based FIFA World Cup game. Let me give you Saturdays. From 11 to 2, here are the locations, here are the areas. McIntyre's in the Heights from 11 to 2. Phoenix on Westheimer, Montrose. I go watch some of my Everton matches there. Velvet Oak Tavern, Upper Kirby. Sawyer Park Ice House in Spring. And if you're in the Heights, I got a second one for you. Kirby Ice House in the Heights. That's 11 to 2. And I've got one location from 4 to 7 p.m. If you can't do that early one, that's Molly's Pub in the Woodlands. So stand up, Woodlands. Go take advantage of this soccer shootout from Michelob Ultra. Have a chance to win tickets to the FIFA World Cup right here in Houston. Play for the chance to witness history, because Superior is worth playing for. Michelob Ultra, official beer sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 26.
John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 3776. If you want to get in here,
I'm pretty hyped about watching Alan Barsanta pitch again. That's my new thing. Is I just want to see him pitch again. I just want to see him close games.
Who?
Our new closer, Alan Barsanta.
Oh. Okay. All right. I can't wait till, you know, our real closer, Josh Hader, comes back. But okay. That's nice that, you know, he's pitched two innings in the big leagues. That's nice. Jason Braddock put this out. We've got, after this, there's a two-year window here. The names that are going to be free agents after 2026, Tank Dell, Tommy Togiai, Henry Toa and Trent Brown.
Yeah, big deal.
Yeah, I know. That is actually a really big deal.
No, big deal that, like, it's not going to kill you.
Now, I know. That's exactly the point.
That's what you mean, right?
You are set up for a two-year run here with, if people stay healthy, that you're going to have your starters. I mean, hopefully they all play well, that you don't have to replace them. But, I mean, that you are actually going to be set up for a couple of years now.
Well, Nick has done a really good job of, and I could see this when I was looking at all the contracts, and everything is geared toward the CJ contract year.
Yeah.
Where a lot of things in there, and so they can make decisions. Nick's done a really good job of building a team relative to stacking contracts. Done a nice job. He and his organization have really figured out how, I mean, look, the guys, like you said, John, they have to play a certain way, obviously. But in terms of giving yourself a window, here's one little window. They've got a window through 27. And then a new window pops up. And so they have some more work to do from a cap standpoint. And then you create your next window. And the best football teams, it's what they do. They create 2 and 3 year windows. And then there's the next kind of window you get to that involves other contracts. Kamari Laster hasn't done a deal, right? We don't have a deal done with Kamari Laster yet. He's played three years? No, it's only 2 years with Laster.
Yeah.
So he's got 2 years left. Well, there it is. 2 years left, like everyone.
That's it. Right.
2 years left. Lasseter, 2 years left. Bullock was in the same draft, 2 years left. Daniil Hunter, 2 years left, but Hunter's likely to be gone because that money has to go to CJ. In all likelihood, CJ's probably going to re-up with Houston. It's just a matter of, I keep seeing, you know, Jeremy Branham makes a big deal about, well, whoa, look at this. Nico Collins just got an extension. This really says something about CJ right now. It's like, no, they're waiting. They're being smart. They're just, the Texans are saying, we're not going to, if you do it early, you can potentially save some money on the front end, but you're also locking yourself in. The Texans rightfully want to see how CJ does this year. Because if he doesn't do well, you want to use that as leverage to get a better deal for yourself. And the leverage just mean protect yourself against a bad deal. And maybe it's only a 3-year deal. Maybe the Texans say we're not going beyond 3 years, which I'm sure Mulgeta would be fine with, more than likely.
It's just smart. There's a lot of people reading it. Well, they haven't. And I saw somebody say, he's already earned himself. He gets them to the playoffs. I understand the frustration with the way that he played postseason. But he's already, and you know what? I don't know that they disagree. This is going
Who's
to be
they?
A big year.
Who is
but
they
the Texans, I think, are locked in. This is their guy.
I can't let that pass. He gets into the Texans. So I look at replacement value over C.J. Stroud. You could make the same argument for 18 to 20 quarterbacks, gets them to the playoffs. You could make the same argument with 18 to 20 quarterbacks. That does not entitle you to a top five quarterback salary because you, quote, helps them get to the playoffs. Davis Mills was exceptionally important to last year's run, and I thought he was frankly pretty average. But he had a really good fourth quarter against Jacksonville. He was solid against Buffalo. He did what he had to against Buffalo. He had a good game against what was the other game that they won with Davis Mills? But he didn't play. Like, or was it the? Oh, it was the Titans. They were on the road at the Titans, and it was not pretty. But the Texans still won the game. By that logic, Davis Mills was extraordinarily important. He got three of the wins. He got three of your wins. So that argument, the argument that CJ's helping you, if you had, I'd say if you had a grand total of about 20 quarterbacks who had played the quarterback position last year for the Houston Texans, you would have done the same thing. You would have made it to the playoffs with that defense. And it's not a shot at CJ so much as it is an acknowledgement that everything there was in place for you to potentially get to the, including the Colts falling apart because Daniel Jones' injury and their defense and Sauce Gardner's injury. You had, you know, the Titans weren't a good football team. And the Texans played better toward the second half of the season. But they had a crazy elite defense. That's just this that argument that CJ didn't do anything that most of the quarterbacks in the league couldn't have done, which is throw a few completions, hand the ball off, and don't screw it up. And Davis Mills got three of the wins.
Yeah, I mean,
three okay. That I remember. I don't. Was there a fourth or was there three?
I mean, Bo Nix took his team further than CJ did, and he's, yeah.
Bo's going to be in line for a bunch of money too.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is that argument is not a rational argument. That argument is when you try to go with quarterback wins, the old quarterback wins thing where you don't care how they play. CJ's got these playoff wins. You can't, like last year, he gave you no help in the playoffs. None. So stop saying this quarterback. I want to know how my quarterback plays. I want to know that for my running back, my wide receiver, my pass rusher, my tackle. How is the player playing? Don't give me a quarterback win stat when you know, half the battle is having your defense play well. I mean, I don't want to hear that. Tell me how the guy's playing. And that goes for everybody I'm about to pay top dollar money. If you had a corner who was average, you wouldn't expect him to get top three cornerback money.
No, but quarterback is so different.
It's also worth not extending him early on. I think they're doing the right thing.
No.
How's he play this year? Let's see.
All right, here's Jason McCourty was just on with Kay Adams, and he says A.J. Brown to the Patriots is almost a done deal. Do you think Jason McCourty is sleeping with Mike Vrabel now?
Oh, here we go. I can't believe you took that cheap shot. And I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no.
I can't speak to either one of their personal relationships outside of Vrabel's with Russini, so I don't know what he's into. I'm just going to assume that McCourty knows things because everyone knows this.
Yeah, this is one of the worst kept secrets.
But I'm just saying, I mean, he's got inside information on the Patriots. What happens if you got inside information on the Patriots?
I don't think everyone has to be in a relationship with the Patriots head coach.
Everyone knows he has to wait.
Seth Wickersham had inside information. Was he sleeping with
Belichick?
You don't
know where he was.
So June 1st is the first.
You don't know where he's been.
Wow, okay.
I'm going to assume he didn't. Do you ever want a Patriots shirt, John, or a Patriots little sweater?
Yeah, whatever.
You can't wear that kind of stuff. You can't wear another team's AFC
worn
team
Browns,
stuff.
Brown stuff
yeah,
before.
They're not threatening.
They're the Browns.
They're the Browns.
They're harmless.
They're harmless. You can't wear Patriots stuff.
No, you can't wear.
They
Patriots
beat the. Here. They beat the Texans.
They beat them all the time.
I'm gonna see Zoe. AJ's getting married next month. So.
Oh, is he?
I'll give him the business above Vrabel.
Where's he getting married?
Oh, does he fit your News of the Word story where you told us about relationships and who dates who?
Hmm?
Remember you did that News of the Word story and you're like, rank the interracial relationships. And we were like, does AJ fit one of those?
No. We just do some things that are so problematic. And you actually brought that up, I think.
No, he brought it up.
Is John?
Yeah. Okay. It was his News of the Word story.
No, he does not.
Okay.
He does not fit that.
Got it.
Yep.
So the African Queens will leave him alone then.
Oh, yeah. He'd leave AJ alone.
AJ won't catch that smoke that some people catch.
All right, we got a break.
You know what I'm talking about, Lance.
I know what you're talking about. It's just I shouldn't say it's dumb, but it's just, I don't know. I don't have to deal with that.
Yeah, you know, you do not. You don't have to deal with
white
that.
White guys don't have, I don't ever see white girls mad at white guys because they're dating someone or marrying somebody outside of their race or ethnicity.
Are Latin men mad at Nicole for marrying you?
No.
I don't know.
Not her dad's brother.
You didn't have a landman scenario?
Landman. Let me think.
You remember what happened in Landman?
Guero.
Where Billy Bob's son wound up with the wife.
Oh, yeah. That was a good move, Bob.
I don't care who's mad about that.
Yeah, I'm doing what I'm doing.
But she got too skinny in season two.
Although he did, he almost got shot over there.
Well, they nearly beat him to death.
They nearly beat him to death, yeah. Oh, yeah, they put him in a hospital, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't get put in a hospital over Nicole. I love her, but, you know, we're 20, almost 25 years in. Like,
what about back then when you're young and less smart?
Yeah, probably that's true. When you're younger, you're like, yeah, you can put me in a hospital.
When things
first
started.
Now I'm just like, come on, I don't want to be in a hospital over this.
A certain member of the delegation.
Over this?
Over this. You mean the love of your life?
Over anything. Over anything.
We got a certain member of the delegation chiming in with a simple message. I don't discriminate.
That's right. Yeah. But I bet it's not. But it's not.
No, it's not.
It's a man.
It's a man. Yeah.
Well, of course. What man discriminates?
No.
I don't know that I've met one, except Dr. Umar, maybe.
As long as we're getting some, we ain't discriminating.
Could you at least try? Could you at least try?
We've got interns here, John.
Yeah. We got new interns.
But what he said wasn't wrong.
I know, but could you at least say something different than some? As long as we're getting some,
then we're cool.
We're easy what like that. Like my wife already said, you're so easy. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. I am pretty
predictable.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, we're pretty predictable.
Oh, you're washing, you know, you're cleaning something around the sink. I wonder what Lance is going to do when he comes up behind me. Well,
little boop.
Yeah. I mean, any number of things, but you can pick two or three different things, and you're right.
Yeah, she would.
With each of them.
She wouldn't
three
do it
for
to
three.
You because you ain't got no bubble. It's no point in doing it to
she
you.
She has, but yeah, you're right. You're right. I have seen those videos where women do what men do when they come up, like just sitting on a couch, reaching over. And I'm like, I've done that before.
Oh, yeah.
And it's met with resistance, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776 is the number. So, John Clay Wolf, you've heard him on. I just heard a promo for John Clay Wolf there a minute ago. He's on Saturdays right here on ESPN 97.5. Dude has been doing it. Dude continues to do it. He continues to dominate the market. He is one of, if not the biggest and best car buyers in the country. And there's one motto. I'll just give you more. That's all. He has built an entire business by just saying, I'll pay more. Okay? I will give you more money for your car. That's what I'll do. More than the other guys. He used to, I don't know if he's, I don't think he's still doing it, but where he would give $100 if he couldn't beat CarMax. But he did that forever. Plus he was giving away thousands of dollars. This dude, I don't know that he, I mean, he's built like a huge, huge, huge business. And I really think he doesn't care about money. He's like, I'll pay you more. I'll give you, I don't, that's fine. Okay. And then I'll take it to auction and I'll sell it. And I won't make as much as the other guys do. You know why? Because I'll pay you more. So here's the deal is if you're going to sell your car, I promise you, you have to go. You have to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com to find out what it's worth. GiveMeTheVIN.com. Find out what your vehicle is worth at GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Stay up to date on the latest Houston sports news and follow us on socials at ESPN Houston.
Listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I'm watching British kids taste Southern food for the first time.
Hold on, John. Hold on. You guys sit down.
I mean,
sit down on these broken chairs. So, John, we have some. Use that microphone over there. You're just going to share. I don't even know if these mics. Do these mics even work, Dell?
Okay. Stop. Are you going to? This is going to be creepy, Dell. Don't let it happen.
Well, they've been having conversations during the break. So,
use that. See if that mic works. I don't know. Mm. So we've got two. So we got to have a whole new John. We have a whole new crop of interns. Dell, can he see or no? Are you able to change the camera view?
I have to change the camera.
Okay, let him change the camera view. So we have Ethan and Avery. Ethan to the far right. He goes to Arizona. Avery goes to Sam Houston State. And they're two of our new interns. We have about seven of them yesterday. Probably about seven or eight.
There's a good crowd. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Mike's up. Both of you do, Avery, I know you do radio at Sam Houston State, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And do you do radio as
well? Yeah, I have a show.
Okay. So, and John, they come right in asking me questions. It's good. You know, they're not afraid to talk or whatever. You guys need to know some of the rules here. I'm going to take this off so you can hear John. There's some rules here that are very simple rules. It's basically everything that you hear here at the station is completely off limits. Basically, you're not allowed to say anything we say off the air. It's what happens in Vegas State or what happens in Tempe or wherever you're. Where are you? Where's your
Tucson?
Tucson, yeah. Whatever. Yeah, what happens in Tucson? You don't go tell your parents about everything that happens in Arizona. It's Sam Houston State. You don't tell your parents everything you've seen or heard. So it's the same rules here. Whatever you hear John say off the mic or Dell say, we're just going to keep it really quiet.
Why are you setting it up like there's some real nonsense that we don't need out being said?
Well, I'm just saying, if you guys say something.
You're more worried about it than we are.
I don't want you getting canceled.
Don't worry. We'll keep it on the low.
You're worried about me getting canceled?
Yeah, that's it. That's just, Dell, I'm just setting the standard. That's the standard.
I'm not worried about it.
Are you worried about John?
Well, John's Teflon. Doesn't matter what he says, and he'll say it on the air. They're not going to be able to.
Yes, it matters. Matters what I say.
What do you? Operate that way, do you?
Okay, John, tell the truth. Have we said things on the air that we got mad that Sam or Lexi or Brandon put out there? We're like, hey.
Yeah, but you said that on the air.
I know, but I don't want it to be put back out on the air for more people to see on social media.
You don't want it cut up without context. We just figured out.
We got away with it.
Yeah.
You
hope that nobody saw it or heard it.
No one saw it. No one heard it.
Just
if you weren't there originally, then, you know, hey, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, forget about the fact there's a podcast that people can go back and listen to.
Yeah, don't put it back out there. Like, let's just keep putting it out there. No.
I don't want Lexi to put out the Jason McCourty thing. No.
Yeah, you don't want that out there, do you?
No.
Yeah, he didn't want Alonzo or the Patriots to see that. Well, Alonzo wouldn't care. He'd think it's funny.
Yeah.
But you don't want to get it back to Vrabel.
I'll never see. I don't care. Unless Vrabel comes to AJ's wedding.
Well.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Trouble then.
Yeah. Hey, do you do that radio in Houston? And you're going to immediately like, no, my wife is the head of KABC.
Yeah,
in LA.
I live in L.A.
And poker.
I live in L.A. That wasn't me, probably. Yeah,
that was Lance. That's what you'll do. You'll actually try to throw me in the grease.
Right.
And he knows I am,
window.
So that's no good.
When I broke that window playing golf, the guy came out. Who broke the window? What's your name? Lance Zierlein.
That's such a weasel move of you to do that. Unbelievable. Totally on brand. And you guys are going to learn that's who he is. Mm-hmm. Ask Dell. He'll throw you in the grease. Bad teammate and hates every major city in the country.
Yep.
Not just bad teammate. John. The worst teammate.
Yeah.
Great teammate. Great.
Okay. He's got an F teammate grade.
I'm the Altuve of this team.
You're not.
I'm the Altuve.
You are the Sean Chacon of this team. You would go. You have threatened to beat up superiors before. Sean Chacon went and done it. So went and did it. So you're more Chacon than Altuve.
Yeah, you really are, John. All right. So that's Ethan and Avery. So they know the rules. I think we're good with them. We'll just have to straighten the next group that comes up. Make sure they know the deal.
Tidy us up.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just. You know, what happens here off the air especially, but even on the air, if we get away with it, then don't talk about it and don't put it on social media again for it to tempt fate. That's basically what I need Lexi to know, who our new social media director is. So those are the rules. So this is what I want to tell you guys. If you say something, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I didn't get in trouble for that. Let it sit. Don't try to bring it back up or recycle it on social media.
Good to know. I'll keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind, guys. Although you probably
and by the way, in this line of thinking, do not take this conversation back to anyone of with any sort of power at your school.
Yeah, because they're going to be like, we should have never had you intern over there.
Don't tell people this conversation
That's not
ever
what you're
happened.
Supposed to learn. You're supposed to learn the preparation and different different ins and outs of trying to get into the show and out of the show. How do you set the show up? Like, no, we just tell you, look, if you say something you shouldn't have said,
listen,
delete it from the
Don't bring that back to your professor. No matter what the host does, don't say anything.
It's really that simple. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Don't beat it, guys. Get out there and take no phone calls.
Yeah. Lance, you can't. You gotta stop telling interns that.
What is wrong with you?
What are
you
talking about?
You gotta stop telling interns.
Why would I stop telling interns that? That's the rule.
It's not even the thing you have to. Neither one of us is worried about that.
No. Yeah.
Like Ethan just said, that's better than the
just don't do
ins
anything inappropriate
that's
that,
right.
that the intern
just,
will...
You take on the responsibility of not saying anything.
But look, I don't think we're going to have problems with these two. But you never know
when
you're going to
We're not
going
to have a problem with anyone. That's on you if you
I've
have a problem.
I've seen some where I thought, y'all keep your door closed.
And you forgot to
you forgot to
tell them if food comes that they eat last.
Yeah, no, they'll know when it comes, if it ever comes, then they will. I will tell them
keep your door closed.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, just because things can come out of that room or like I can say something with my talkback button or John can say something during a break, you know, just keep it closed.
Okay. I can keep my door open?
I didn't know if Sam was a rat back in the day, but she wasn't.
A rat.
She wasn't a rat. She took the pinch. She was okay. Lexi, I think, is good. I think we're good with Lexi, too. Both former interns.
It's true. Who were you most concerned with? Do you remember the name?
No, I don't know the name. Okay. I can tell if I see you. I'm like, uh-oh.
If they give you a certain look when you walk past them,
That one intern that looked 48, he would have kept his mouth shut.
I think he's still around.
Is he?
I don't think he's
that old, by the way. He just has grayish hair.
No, he's not 48 years old.
No, he's not.
No. I don't think we would have to worry about him. In fact, I know because he was around long enough.
He knows the deal. He would have ratted us out.
We don't do anything that needs to be ratted on.
I don't know. I just feel like I need to put that out there. Like, hey, we're all friends here. Keep your mouth shut.
We're all friends. Keep your mouth shut.
Don't say anything no matter what I do.
It's a bad thing to put out there.
I know it sounds suspicious.
When something actually does happen, this is going to be used against you.
No, because I'm making...
You're openly, and someone could interpret it as a threat.
No, I just have to read the room. I'm fine.
On your first day, what happened? Well, the host of the morning show brought us in and told us to keep our mouth shut on our first day. How do you think they're going to make it sound?
You make it sound...
How do you think the people who come after you are going to make it sound?
You make it
that
sound...
That you walked the two interns in there on their first day and said, hey, don't say nothing.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
What happens in my office stays in my office.
Yeah, I've got a lock on
Signed
my door,
Harvey
too.
Harvey Weinstein.
And Matt Lauer.
That's what he made it sound like.
And Matt Lauer.
Come sit on this couch. Oh, no. Not the casting couch.
You're be personally responsible for your actions. Don't put it on them.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. I know who I'm ratting on.
I don't say anything, but I'm looking out for you two.
Oh, you're worried about us, huh?
And like you said, John doesn't care.
No.
Nope.
If he hasn't been taken down now, he's never going down.
And he'll walk away. If it happens, he'll
just
walk away.
The only person he'd get in trouble with is Wendy.
Yeah, if you mess up her money, then we got problems.
Well, I
got problems.
John's advertisers are like, they've all got some edge, so they don't care.
Yeah, all of them.
They don't care. Kent Jones. Kent parties. He's
Billy
not
Brown.
Kent's not going to be who, Billy oh, Brown.
Yeah,
Billy.
We can't even tell what Billy's been up to.
Billy Brown. You think Billy Brown's going to be a problem?
No, not at all.
We got stuff on Billy.
We've got.
We can blackmail Billy.
That's the thing is we get stuff on our advertisers. Yeah. It's mutually assured destruction.
That's a way to go about having a healthy business. Your advertisers are being blackmailed into sticking around.
That's the only way we keep them. Blackmail them.
You don't say anything about me, I don't say anything about you.
That's right. And Kent Jones, speaking of Kent Jones,
yeah,
that dude is awesome. That dude. Now, He likes to party. He loves Oregon. We're not going to hold that against him. That's where he went to school.
In Detroit.
Okay.
He went to one of the Detroit playoff games.
Yeah.
Pistons. He's a Detroit Pistons fan.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's sports fan. He's been listening to us forever. And he is your guy, our guy, if you need a mortgage. Okay. So you've bought a house before. I don't need Kent Jones. Really? Do you? I mean, all of the different things that Kent Jones can do with the, I didn't know. So you get to the signing. Here's your title company. Oh, okay. That's great. Here's your mortgage. Okay. That's great. What is it? FHA, VA, USDA, jumbo, conventional? I don't know. I have no idea. Okay. Because I'm stupid and I don't know anything about the mortgage game. Kent Jones has been doing this for 30 years. He knows everything. So when you get a broker in something, you're like, oh man, a broker, that's a go-between. That's a middleman. Not in this. Well, it is a middleman, but here's the deal. That middleman saves thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. You don't know the mortgage game as well as he does. He is going to, and he loves the 97.5 listeners. He is going to work his ass off for you. It's what he does. So you're going to buy a house, or you're thinking about buying a house. He can tell you when to lock in. Best time. 713-520-5626. 713-520-LOANS or 975loans.com. 975loans.com.